The 4Ps project is supported by the Sovereign Network Group, funding the Move On and Thrive project. To find out more, go to sng.org.uk.
There's been a couple of songs that I've heard on the wireless this morning that we've played. No interference from me as a program controller. It's like, you know, where have all these rain songs? It's almost like we knew it was going to rain today. It's horrible, isn't it?
Yeah, strange.
Depressing, isn't it, this rain?
Yeah, I mean, I don't mind the rain, actually.
I bet you've written a song about the rain, haven't you?
No.
Not yet.
Not yet,
but it's coming.
Yeah.
Hey, look, I'll tell you what is coming as well, Christmas.
Yeah.
Not everybody likes Christmas.
No.
Are you a big Christmas fan?
I used to be, but not so much anymore.
Okay. And do you want to tell us why, or do you want to go in? Because you want to talk about Christmas grief, don't you?
Yes.
I mean, I get grief all the time from Lady Mac, but yours is a completely different type of grief, isn't it?
It is, yes, so, I think so.
So are you all, nobody in the family is looking forward to it?
Not really. It's just kind of you feel pressure to look forward to it, so you try to, but it's really hard.
I know there's people out there that love Christmas and they make so much of it.
Mm.
And I'd imagine we all come into that bracket, but when something happens in your life, it changes a little bit, doesn't it?
It does.
But I see, my theory is, and we'll come to yours in a minute, but my theory is that when you're a kid, Christmas is lovely, okay, for most kids. There's an awful lot of kids that, you know, struggle at Christmas.
Yeah.
But then when you get to a certain age, like 16, 17, 18, they're like, and they are your wilderness years. I call them the wilderness years, because you're not really excited because Santa's coming down the chimney anymore.
Yeah.
You're just excited because you're going to have a drink and, hopefully some parties to go to and so on. And that doesn't change until you have a child of your own.
Yeah.
And then that magic comes back. Well, it didn't come back for me until I was 30, so I waited a long time, and now it's kind of disappeared a little bit. But I'm still, I don't know what it is. Why do we still get fat over Christmas? Because we stuff the fridge full of stuff, and then we eat it all because you don't want to go off, and all of a sudden you like being controlled, aren't you?
Yeah.
Into how you feel and how you should be.
Yes.
So, what are you doing this Christmas?
Oh, well, we don't really know. We'll probably stay at home and eat some food. I'm a bit sad because I can't eat chocolate anymore because I found out I can't eat dairy. So I won't be having loads of chocolate this Christmas.
Oh, wow. So what is that? I think my grandson is exactly the same. Is that, there's a technical term
it's
for it, isn't it?
It's an intolerance, yeah. Lactose intolerant.
What's that? There's another word for it as well that, you know, that you're not allowed to. Because so if you have gravy, I think it's grain and stuff.
Oh,
like,
yeah,
that.
Oh yeah, that's gluten.
I like what you're doing with your eyes there. They're finding the answers on the CV. So when he comes for his roast dinner, and I say this is the other thing people have, say that for years and years you have a roast turkey.
Yeah.
Because that's tradition, and you think, I've never really liked turkey.
Yeah, I don't really.
So we decided a long time ago we're having roast lamb.
Oh.
Why? Because we like it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Why wouldn't you?
Well, yeah.
It's Christmas. You're supposed to have something you like.
Well, exactly.
So what's the substitute for chocolate then? Is there such a thing as chocolate without dairy?
Yeah, you can, but it's just very rich and I don't like it because I like very milky chocolate. So.
Just imagine. I mean, you know, there's something that you really, really like. If somebody said to me, well, you can't drink beer anymore, I would think, yeah, I could find a substitute for that.
Yeah.
But chocolate? That's difficult.
Yeah. And I've also have to cut out a lot of other things recently because I realised I have some kind of acid reflux, and that's really bad for singing. So there's a lot of things I can't have.
So what are the other things you can't have as well? This is getting sadder, by the way. We ought to have some sad music playing, didn't we?
I can't have tomatoes. I can't have apples.
You can't have apples?
Yeah, because they're very acidic.
Oh, right. So anything like with, you know, acidic stuff in, you can't have a tablet that allows you to and so on.
I could take Gaviscon, but I don't really want to be taking Gaviscon every day.
No. My mum used to do that, have Gaviscon every day. And it was almost like that become the drink. You want a pint of Gaviscon? Yeah. Well, no, just half. I've had one already today. there's all those things you're not allowed to have. I'll tell you something funny about tomatoes. All right, and it involves Kelvin Curry. Kelvin Curry is coming up at 1 o'clock, and in the afternoon, the afternoon show, not with Maggie this week, not feeling too good, so get well soon, Maggie. A couple of years ago, I think we went to, was it Coventry? I think we went to Coventry. Yeah, we did. We were sent to Coventry.
Okay.
For the Community Radio Awards. And when you get there, they put on some food.
Yeah.
Okay, but they don't really tell you what's going to happen with the food until you actually get there.
Oh.
And Kelvin doesn't eat spicy food. So there was all this spicy stuff that was on the table. And he was hungry, starving hungry, because he'd left, room for something to eat, thought it was going to be special. And it was. I loved it. I thought it was spectacular. So he had to eat tomatoes all night.
Oh, no.
They had a load of salad-y stuff and he ate tomatoes all night.
Oh, my gosh.
How funny is that? And if I didn't have to eat another tomato, it wouldn't bother me.
Yeah, I actually don't like them that much, so it's fine.
Well, you were moaning about it.
Well, it's just one of the things I can't have. Sometimes they're nice. It means I can't have anything like tomato-based pasta sauces either.
Oh, wow, that's... So you can't have pizza then?
No, I can't have pizza anyway because it has cheese on it.
Oh, right. So what is cheese? Is that another one you're allergic to or can't have?
Intolerant because it's dairy.
But
I can get substitutes, but it's just a bit of a hassle sometimes.
Wow, that must be... I mean, it must be so difficult for other people if they were cooking for you.
Yeah.
To think, well, what can you have?
Yeah, sometimes... I think I tend to just... When I go out to restaurants or when we're having a family meal, I just kind of say, oh, well, I'm just going to suffer a little bit.
Right, okay. Yeah. Sadly, you are going to suffer.
But it tastes nice.
So what's the most the meal that you would miss most now, or is it just chocolate?
Oh, I don't know. I think I really miss being able to make. We used to make a broccoli pasta, but it was like Parmesan, and it was really nice. It was
so
nice.
You can't do that anymore.
No.
How sad is that? And I say there are certain things that if somebody said you can't do that anymore, if somebody said you can't have a drop of rum now and again, you can't. I think a couple of months ago I'd have been really disappointed, but
yeah.
I haven't had one for about 3, 5, 6 months. I hope you're satisfied, wife. For all that time, and I'm not missing it. I see them on the telly and I'm the little drink of it. I mean, just say, for instance, if you see somebody tucking into some tomatoes or a bit of pizza, do you think, oh, pizza, that'd be nice?
Yeah, I do, especially pizza.
Yeah, see, I'm not big on pizza, but I love cheese.
Oh, what's your favourite cheese?
My favourite cheese... It always used to be that red Leicester-y stuff.
Oh, that's good.
I like that, but I also like that... there's another couple of cheeses I do like, and one of them is... We only have it at Christmas. I don't know why we only ever have it at Christmas.
Yeah.
It's the one that's... Is it like a rounded thing that's all in a curly-whirly type thing?
Yeah.
It's soft cheese with garlic on it.
Oh, that sounds nice.
Roux something or other. Roulade, roulade,
roulade. I think I've heard of it.
It's a roulade.
Oh.
What about your favourite cheese?
I think probably ricotta.
Oh, right, a ricotta.
Yeah.
I wasn't expecting that. I wasn't expecting that at all. I'm pretty sure there's other cheeses that I do like. My wife has those bell things.
Oh, yeah, baby bell.
Yeah, someone keeps buying them for her and she shares them with me. Yeah, it's nice. I mean, nice. I like that. I love taking the wax off, rolling it and chucking it for the cats. Yeah, and they get stuck in their claws and then, I get blamed for that. I get blamed for an awful lot, actually. I come in here for a rest from it. Do you want to introduce the next song?
Yes. That's that Sabrina Carpenter espresso.